Welcome to this Europe à la carte podcast featuring tips on things to do in the German city of Munich. I'm Karen Bryan, the founding editor of Europe à la carte, where you'll find lots of travel tips about the best places to visit in Europe. In this 5-minute podcast, I'll summarise Amanda's recent collation of all the Munich tips on the Europe à la carte blog. Now, Amanda reckons that Munich is probably one of everybody's favourite German cities, and one of hers. With all the stereotypical Bavarian traditions, and plenty of good beer, heard of the Oktoberfest perhaps, it's easily one of Germany's most visited cities, and it's easy to spend a few days or a week there enjoying different Munich attractions. So, we've got to start with the beer on Oktoberfest. Munich is certainly well known amongst beer lovers and is synonymous with the excitement of Oktoberfest. Fortunately, if your visit doesn't coincide with the late September and early October for Oktoberfest, you can visit the Hofbrauhaus all year round. It's an enormous pub in the centre of Munich with plenty of character and plenty of beer. If you're able to time your visit for the Oktoberfest fun, be prepared for Munich to be pretty crowded, but your trip may well be memorable, depending on how much beer you've consumed. All the major beer companies set up their tents, and it's advisable to get a seat in a tent as early as the day and possible. In many tents, you'll only be served beer if you've got a seat, and sit back and enjoy traditional costumes, music, and good German beer. So if you're there in the morning, I suppose you don't want to lose your seat. So that's you there for the whole day. Now, there's some pretty good museums in Munich if you can tear yourself away from the beer. There's the BMW Car Museum. Now, even if you're not really into cars, the museum does sound particularly well put together with interesting and interactive displays on the development of BMWs over the years. And it's quite an architecturally interesting building too. Looks a bit like a cross between a mushroom and a UFO. For something different, you can try the Munich Toy Museum, located in one of the towers of the Rathaus, the town hall. There are toys of all kinds from Europe and America from the past 2 centuries, and even an impressive Barbie doll collection. One of Amanda's favourite museums in Munich, or even the world, is the Deutsches Museum. It's an enormous science and technology museum with excellent interactive displays and exhibitions on a huge range of topics from art to computers to toys. You should certainly allow a good few hours to have a look around. Now, thinking about landmarks in Munich, it's not just all beer and museums that will keep you busy in Munich. The Tierpark Hellebrunn is the main Munich zoo, and it's plenty of natural habitats for its large variety of animals. Now, Amanda reckons she's a bit fussy about zoos, but she really enjoyed that one. You can get right to the top of Munich, literally, by climbing St. Peter's Church Tower near Marienplatz, the heart of Munich. The view is really impressive, and it makes the climb up the claustrophobic narrow staircase well worth the effort. Sports fans and lovers of green open spaces alike will be keen to visit the Munich Olympia Park, constructed for the 1972 Olympic Games. You can go up the tower for more great views over Munich, enter the Olympic Stadium and look at the park areas too. And finally, if you're in Munich in late November or December, you'll be able to go to the Christmas markets, spread from Marienplatz through to other smaller squares in the town centre. There's plenty of Glühwein and other drinks to warm you up, lots of traditional gift ideas and some snacks for sustenance as you browse. Now, if you do have the time to venture beyond Munich, we've also got some ideas for day trips. Enka recommends Prien am Chiemsee, where you can ride the old steam tramway and visit the Schloss Herrenchiemsee, the most lavish castle built for Ludwig I of Bavaria. I do hope that you've enjoyed listening to the podcast and that you'll join us again soon. You can come to the blog to read the post in full, see the photos and leave a comment with your tip for things to do in Munich at www.europealacarte.co.uk/blog. And you can subscribe to the blog in Audioboo and iTunes. Goodbye.